Kenya, 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 can you believe it? You blink your eyes and you're right, a 100 half-hour episodes. That's right. This here night is our 100th episodium. This is cause to celebrate.
Celebrate!
You knew that I wouldn't get that one. You waited, hawking over me like a
vulture, you.
Waiting for me to get to that word.
Why don't you let me read it?
This is cause to celebrate.
Let me read it.
So get that gall-darn corn cob pipe. Now, do you want me to do this as Chaz or as Scabby?
It's a little bit too late for character analysis here.
So get that gall-darn corn cob pipe. Stick it in your jugular vein. Grab your jock strap and pull it up your socks and check it out. Oh, yeah, everyone is invited to the RV tonight for the big party afterwards. Take Route 20 East to Perry, Ohio. Drive to the stacks and look for the toxic swamp. We're in the 14th RV on the southwest side.
Yeah, now look, you guys. You come over to my house, put peanut shells on the floor, dirty my ashtrays, and drink my beer. The least you could do would be come prepared. Writing the lyrics after you record the song is kind of stupid, if you ask me.
Relax, tinny doorknob. Let me massage ego for you. We really appreciate what you're doing. You are world's best producer, have boss a studio in land, and quite handsome to boot. Allow me to clean kitchen floor with tongue.
Well, okay. You can stop licking my floor. Wait till the session's over. Let's try that last song again. It left an awful lot to be desired, like they all do. Hey, there's a new thing out. It's called rehearsal. You guys ever hear of it? Let's try it again. El Paseo out, okay? Take 25. The long leader.
You think we need to do another one? I thought it was great.
Paso auto.
Nice writing.
What?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen out there, and welcome to an evening. Well, America's greatest, or am I talking trash?
Am I talking trash?
America's greatest country, which is ourselves, myself, me, Lonesome Cowboy Dave! And also accompanied by some Indian person named Psychopath Finder. Oh, that's the only response. Well, let's start the song! Down at the old toxic swamps of Ohio with Psychopath Finder and old Scabby Days. Nighttime would find me at the smiling iguana, drowning my sorrows while loose in the place. Lucinda, she looked with hunger at Manny Hung Well. While our tab Randy for this Portuguese maiden, I was in love but had gas just as well.
Remember Cal Bag?
My bar tab Randy. Just then a handsome young gaucho came in while I sat there passing wind. With my only sweetheart, Lucinda, so to stoop for her. I'll pull the bars to right inside of Lucinda. This Scabby Days looked at me down on the floor. Psycho came over in total amusement, gave me the bum rush straight out the door. Just for a moment, I stood there in silence, confused and abused by what she had done. I lost Lucinda, but they found my bar tab. Psycho and Scabby were still having fun. Back to the bar tab of Iguana I ran. out of Ohio, back to the RV where no one would know. At the Iguana, my credit was worthless. Everyone there had some fun with my toe. It's been so long now since I've seen Lucinda. Now I count sheep as I lay in my bed. I got gassed up and away I did drive back to the Iguana Saloon. Lucinda will take me back soon. At last, here I am at the old toxic swamps of Ohio. See the smiling iguana belong. Her smell is strong and the sheep herds me on down. Out of the pinto, I fall as I go. My right, I see psychopath finder. Off to my left, I see old Scalby Dyke. Shouting and laughing, I can't let them get me. They have the bar tab that nobody pays. Something is dreadfully wrong with the beer. I feel a churning inside. Something rising, though I'm weary, I'm feeling her breast. I see the sheep coming out of the RV, psycho and scabby, and made it their guest.
Lay down now.
From out of nowhere, Lucinda has left me. Kiss me goodbye as she punches my slurs on. Cradled of a pulling forth. Now I'm cradled. Now I'm cradled before woolly paws that I die for. One more little drinky then back and so.
Where's your office, everybody? I got the tank, don't you?
Oh, Dave, do you have to talk German all the time? You pass more gas than the Saudis.
Yeah, their street quality's a good teaser. And tonality, stinkability, and staying power. And, baby, I'm getting tens on these, Bobby.
What the heck is that? Another earthquake caused by undermining Lake Erie?
That's the rumble in my stomach. I ain't slept right for weeks. Let's try to hurry him up and hurry us up and get to our 100th show party. You know, the big party for the 100th episode, because I'm famished, man. I'm starving to death.
Oh, order an ES pizza to tie you order.
Okay. What's next, you guys?
Are we ready?
Tape's rolling. With
okay,
it.
This song is entitled Stop Abusing That Substance Abuser. On drums? One, two, three, four.
I said I'll stop abusing that substance abuser now, baby. That substance abuser now, baby. Because you kick them in the face. Such a damn disgrace the way you treat them when you squeak this mebelisis. Said I'll stop abusing that substance abuser now, baby. Said I'll stop abusing that substance abuser now, baby. Because you...
Dave, nice lyrics on that second chorus. What's this moaning and grunting stuff?
You know how it is with those creative types, man. A little ad-libbing ain't gonna hurt anybody. Ad-lib's good, man. It's a spirit thing, you know?
Ad-lib, Mike Cayunes. That was more like subtract lib. Can't you do better than that?
Better? Heck yeah. Next one we're gonna do concerns my spiritual development, my rebirth. It's called Simply Beat Me to a Puppet. I'm praying for some pain. You heard it before, man. Try to keep in meter, will you, engine valves? Okay, Scabby, you start it off and then count it off, Psycho Pathfinder.
Come on, let's move it!
Okay, you guys, tape's rolling, come on.
Okay, Scabby, take it all out.
Oh, whoa, like, wow, there were more clams in that song than a Hawaiian luau.
What? Oh, jeez, everybody's a critter.
Earthquake, everyone run, scream, run! Earthquake, what are you yelling about?
Hey, stop it! Stop it! False alarm, it's just my stomach grumbling. here comes more natural gas.
We can't work under these conditions. Either put a plug in it or get another percussionist.
Oh, man, that's sweet. Oh, yeah, I'll cool it with a cheeser. Give me another drink. Hey, let's try some pumps broken, show them why. You want to try it now?
I'm sure you've all had this happen to you one time or another. Abby, lay down a little 88 first. This is about when you're shot.
Something broke into a ball. I'm gonna cry. Oh, something broke into a ball. I'm gonna cry. Say it again. Something broke into a ball. I'm gonna cry. Something broke
Oh, good. Well, once again, great lyrics. Bob Dylan Thomas ain't got nothing on you. Sheesh.
Okay, I'm getting in the groove now, man. That's all.
Time out. Someone adjust these bandages, please. The puss is dripping on my keyboards.
Your keyboards? Those are my keyboards. Psycho, can't you do something about this?
Scabby, try to keep puss in body, please. You upsetting, kind, no, gracious, puss. Bull Moose stud host.
Hey, someone put my eye back in, will you?
Hey, jump it, baby Muhammad, you guys. Stop arguing and bickering. This time is money, man. Where's my volumes? Oh, jeez, where's my volumes? Where's my car?
Oh, I know that one. Hit it, Scabby.
I'm serious. Where are they?
Tape's rolling.
Hey, do I look like Lou Reed with these sunglasses on?
Where are my volumes? Where's my car? Without them too, I won't get far. Where are my volumes? Where's my car? Without them too, can't get far.
one pretty hip. It sounds like old Velvet Underwear song.
Hey, let's move on, man. I want to go back to the party. My stomach's really starting to grumble.
Hold everything!
You know, guys, staying up for 2 weeks has really made me kind of perky. Something keeps coming up. And when it comes up, it reminds me of one of my favorite kind of girly fluff chicks. Check it out. Hit it! Broke a string. I can almost smell them, man. Pubescent little nymphos, fluff chicks.
Don't start rolling eyes in back of head and rubbing groin. We got a heap plenty more tunes to do if you want to make 100th Brain Rot Radio episode party back at RV where it all started. And unfortunately, where it's all continuing from. By the way, Lonesome, you got that money you owe me?
Hey, Bart. I was just going to ask you to loan me $8 till Tuesday. Do you mind?
Loan me $8 till Tuesday. I promise to pay back then. Loan me $8 till 2:42. I won't leave you. More money you need? You got $800 for getting hit by a truck. So don't tell me that you're gonna bleed.
Only $8 till Thursday. I promise to pay you back then.
Let's take a little break. Got to turn cassette over and such, you know.
Oh, yeah, right. You just want to play that bit you made over teeny doorknobs when I wasn't here. It's time to go to commercial, right?
Listen, it's no my fault you want to put career on hold. Every time me call you up, you say you too busy to bother. Me asked you to come over that night.
Yeah, play a commercial now. Okay, we got to go. Hurry up. I'm starving, man. I want to get to the party.
Hello once again to the Inner Sport Challenge! The sports show where athletes and the equipment of different sports compete. I'm Mick Stupp, and so are you!
This week, the sport of bowling will face off against the sport of soccer at Bowling Field Martyrs Dome. With me today is four play-by-play analysis, Ray-Ban Bonkers. Ray-Ban, what do you think has the advantage in this sport versus sport competition?
Well, I definitely have to say bowling will prevail again. Rolling a soccer ball down a bowling alley has a definite possibility of knocking down a pin. However, soccer with no protective equipment for its athletes will be hard-pressed to kick a bowling ball across a 120-yard field.
Right you are. Well, we're set to start the Intersport Challenge.
Intersport Challenge.
Rolling Thunder, the bowler, is first. He dumps Rosin on his soccer ball and pats it in. Palms. Roland's a big man, 6'7", 278. He winds up and throws that soccer ball all his might at the pins. It hits the one pin. It weebles, it wobbles, it falls against the five pin, against the seven pin for three pins. That's going to be tough to beat, Ray-Ban.
Now, wait a minute. I'm all mixed up.
No, I'm mixed up.
Okay. Well, right you are. The scantily clad English men's soccer team are the first to take out the bowling ball. Goalie Pee-Pee has the bowling ball in his two hands. He heaves it. It's a long pass of 15 feet. The middle forward tries a header. The right forward tries to kick it. He kicks it 2 inches to the left forward, who attempts to kick it. To the right ventricle. Uh-oh, the bowling ball seems to have stuck in the ground. All the players are trying to kick it out. Oh, yes, it is. The game is over. All the soccer players have broken toes, except for that one poor man who tried a header. He has a rather large depression in his head there, wouldn't you say, Mick?
Well, so the sport of bowling prevails again. Tune in next week when the Intersport Challenge...
Intersport Challenge!
...presents champion bowling, challenging the sport of basketball. Till then, this is Mick Stump.
And I'm Ray-Ban Bonkers.
See you next week on the Intersport Challenge!
Hey, look, you guys, I gotta go to work next week. You think you could play a couple in a row and kind of speed this up?
Ask and you shall receive, amigo mio.
This is a song called Outpatients by Day, Lovers by Night.
Stop it! Stop the tape! I can't take your pressure cooker. It's not his fault he stepped on the glue. I just left the doctor's office. I had a secretary I had to move. It was her glue. And besides, she got it off of an outer salesperson who shipped out Lake Erin one of the Caribbean cruises.
Stop babbling, Dave!
It was a small fissure in the middle of my forehead, but it was oozing like the screen.
Stop babbling!
Hey, what's going on out there, you guys?
Three, four, one! Stop babbling, baby! Stop babbling!
Great finish, guys. But there's one small problem.
What?
When I was redigitizing the pre-recording on the MIDI audio vac, the volume sequencers weren't properly aligned with the signal. Hence, nothing got recorded. Sorry! Now you can clear out, huh? I got 14 analytic computers I have to restart in Boise tomorrow for Beatman. Clear out! Now! Get out of here!
So you got it all,
clean
huh?
your mess up when
Sounds
you leave.
Sounds great, huh?
Just as well. Better no one hears such music from the devil!
Sounds great, huh? Come on, let's skedaddle. Back to the old RV for the 100th episode party. I'm starved.
Let's go!
I think I'm having convulsions. Oh no, I'm thinking about corn on the cob. Well, I spurred Ontario blood. My lungs collapsed. We must hit something big.
We hit fence near Indian Mound Monument. Must be close to Toxic Swamp. Thank great spitter we not holding any PCP you forced Scabby to take all night. Me morally outraged by that act, old hanky bonky barbarian. Back up through Toxic Swamp and into our view mailbox. Good thing no cops around. All through the mirror of the radio, we hear, Scabby, you okay?
Yeah, I'm breathing.
Why don't you ask about me? Why don't you ask about the damn stars? Guys are gonna make us all retch up and famously jeepery. We're the new thing, Buddy Bells. And don't I forget it. God, give me a dream last night. God, give me a dream, and said, follow that starfish. He said, follow that starfish. And when them record companies hear that demonstrator tape, they're going to make scatological footnotes in their underwarps. It's a hit, man. Don't I see? It's a call from grace. We're going to get that call right in the middle of this 100th episode anniversary party. The Grail, Waldo. The Grail, Waldo. Yeah, we're going to make it, man.
2 months. Get that doesn't.
Here we go. Funny. Don't see many cars. Me say leave key open so party guests can come in and begin vomiting before the gluttony and drunken debauchery begin. How's that?
Me
got to try maintain high spiritual plane during this next part of episode. Get heap research done on Dave's delusionary world. Hey, Scabby, you seen my dice? Damn, we leave rubbers in a wallet with fake ID and aliases.
Each den was going to make us rich, man.
But, Dave, don't you hear?
But, Dave, didn't you hear our Indian medicine man and highly esteemed shrink say that he was no tape because of a techno malfunction or glitch?
Oh, never mind him, Scabby. Just watch head on way to RV door. Look at this. The RV.
It's a room, it's a rug, it's a window.
This place is empty.
I don't know.
No one show up for 100th party, man. Me bummed.
What are you talking about? This place is packed. Look, there's Pancho Faye's in and Pancho Lights Out, all the pugilistic Mexicanos, and there's the evil neo-Freudian shrinkatiatrist, Dr. Claustrophobia.
Dave, you wore around the bend. No one here. Kabish? RV like sacred cave, quiet, dark, empty, except for soul.
Wait, what about all that party noise and music and stuff? I can hear it too. I can't be both an audio and visual hallucination unless I'm really brain dead.
Dave, answer only question. That sound nothing more than radio theater sound effects. In here because we on show, on air, nothing more.
Look, I don't want to argue epistemology or whatever it is, but forget the mirror, mirror, and oiga, oiga, senor. Listen.
Diffy, baby. What a great party. 100 episodes. Who could have think it? Or alposodes, as I like to call them. Dog food for the mind. It's me, Dr. Claustrophobia. Substandard writing, conception, performance.
Hey, man. No need to get all riled in a bone phone. I tried to call you. We just don't need a heavy psycho twist villain, you know? We need no antagonist for Psycho Pathfinder. It's a different shtick. Okay?
Dave, calm down.
What do you mean? I was a major character. I was the evil Neo-Freudian. I gave you the ice baths and melons. I dosed you, electrified your cute little cerebral cortex.
Just shut up, okay? Or you're barred. You'll have to leave the party. I'm sorry we didn't call you, but handle like a trooper. You're out of here.
Dave, please, no one home. No one here. Now, please stop talking to self. It's almost heartbreaking to see so much work going flush limbogger down the commode. These characters, all pigmentations of your severely warped chromosomes. No one here.
Man,
I thought you was dead.
Not a mouth for you, man. I came tonight, but I ain't happy. We didn't get one casting call. I brought my Cholo Humano Pancho Lights Out, and he ain't happy either, man.
Hey, damn, man, I thought you were there, man. You never called back a couple of the episodes.
Hey, look, you guys. I know you're tough guys, no, but same goes for you as for Claustrophobia. My stomach. Enjoy yourselves, and show some gratitude for giving the break I give you on the radio, or else get the puck out of here, and I ain't talking hockey.
Dave. Please, sit down. Stop talking to self, or me have to restrain you forcibly. There is nobody here.
Oh, yeah? Well, who's in this? Who's this famous push right here?
Hello, David. Thanks for nothing. You told me you're going to help break this terrible, stuffy typecast and make me a new career. It is I, James Mason Dixon Line.
See, hear that?
You're ripping me!
Me seeing here, you talking to self, complete and total psychic breakdown. An explosion of multi-phrenic personalities. Your guilt finally made you freak. You promise all these great things in you no call. Your guilt make you freak out into all the different characters. You must secretly feel responsible for your own failure. Ergo, the 4,000 faces of Dave. That's it. Nobel Prize mine. I finally figured you out.
Oh, yeah, and I suppose West from the West ain't real neither, and the chance of getting on them stations in Europe and Frisco and stuff ain't real.
Yeah, Dave, that real in real world, but you not real. You fictional radio character having serious schizoid million personality freakout.
Yeah? Well, what about the music, then? What about our big recording gig tonight? No, I hear it. The phone's ringing. I phone. I'll get it. It's for me. It's Megabox Ray Record and Entertainment Center calling for the Star Show. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Dave. About that big recording deal.
Yes.
It's all in your imagination, Dave. There's a big techno glitch in you. Yes.
No. It's all a big lie.
And Lucinda Head?
Yeah, she moved to Brazil and married a cha-cha dancer.
And the deal with the record company and the big 100th episode anniversary episode and all the characters, all delusions because of your own guilt, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a big loser. I'm going to commit suicide.
Tall Terry drowning. Or no, Von Bode style.
I'm gonna dress up in that pink tutu and hang myself.
What about full-length evening gown you like so much?
I can't. That would take too long to change into. This is the last scene, man, right here.
Oh, yeah, right. Wait, Dave. Don't do it. There, I said it. Wait, come back. Please, please, don't kill yourself, Dave. Please.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
No,
I'm
please. Going to kill I insist that you not kill yourselves.
Okay, please. Lock the door, Put on the tutu. Get on the conveniently located stool under the noose I strung up last year. Put on the noose. Don't stop me. Put on the noose. I'm putting on the noose.
Dave, this door not locked, and you know it. Well, going to try again, eh?
Don't talk me out of it. This easy. There's nothing to live for.
No argument there, cowboy. Go ahead, jump.
No, you can't talk me out of it. You can't save me so easy. I'm going to do it.
Oh, hurry up then. This is last page. Jump. Kill self.
Okay, I'm going to really do it. You can't talk me out of it. Oh, well, I guess life is beautiful. I'm hungry. Let's go have a sandwich. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey, man, the stool's getting wobbly. The walls are vibrating.
Oh, no.
Oh, there goes the stool.
Big earthquake finally hitting. Dave's stomach grumbling has started. Vault moving. Big undermining of Lake Erie. Curse on toxic fauna swamp. Dave actually strangling. We better save him. No, wait, Scabby, run. Earthquake, run, Scabby. There you have it, 100th episode of Brain Rot Radio Theater. Predictable, windy, overblown ad-lib.
Okay, we ain't got nothing to do for the last 4 years. For another, I'm gonna see ya.
I wanna meet ya, meet ya, meet ya one day. Maybe
part of Lonesome Cowboy Dave was played by Lip. Part of Psycho Pathfinder was played by I.K. Murley. And the part of Salvador Dolly Parton, of course, was played by Michelle Lee Marvin Hagler.
You already blew the chance of making a good half-hour episode, so you might as well take it now. Go for the gold.
Well, it was a special episode. It was the 100th lousy one.
Hello, you're on the air.
It was the 50th lousy
one. What kind of underwear you got on tonight?
I got chukas underwear.
Now, I want you people to send me your underwear this week, okay? Now, that's what I want. Okay. I want you to send me your favorite pair of underwear.
Okay, here's the topics to run by real quickly. In Italy, the prostitute. Okay, Gary D is coming back to become an Italian prostitute. Jerry Brown's 800 number has to do with schizophrenic's ball.
No, the prostitute.
No, the prostitutes were at the schizophrenic's ball with a 63-pound piranha.
Oh, I see.
Or something with a fungus.
Hello, you're on the air with Lonesome Cowboy.
Ned Beatty, and I'd just like to say I love your show.
Well, I think,
Ned, what kind of underwear you got?
Fluid.
What kind of...
And I send your... It doesn't matter if it has little Klingon dinkleberries in it.
Where's my Klingon dinkleberries? Why do you put the K in there?
Ripping me!
Where's my tape, Ned?
Someone ripped his head off.
You better give me that tape, you little puke. What kind of underwear you got on tonight?
It's crusty, it's got butt hair, and it's got some,
Okay, I want you to send them to me, all right?
Okay.
Send us your underwear.
With all those artifacturians.
And now, for a limited time only, Rawhide Radio Theater proudly presents Lonesome Cowboy Dave's Greatest Hits on cassette, A-track, stereo album, or compact disco. The songs of pain, the tortured cries of America's most disturbed country song stylist, Lonesome Cowboy Dave. You'll get songs like I'm So Lonesome and I'm Fried, Mexicali Moan, Broke, Busted, and Depressed Again, and Where's My Valiums, Where's My Car? You'll also get Where Am I? Outpatients by Day, Lovers by Night, Stop Abusing That Substance Abuser, and Sump Pumps Broke, So Am I. Not only that, you'll also get Stop Babbling, Baby, Loan Me $8 Till Friday, Scorch My Brain Once More, and many other fond and great hits that you threw up with. Act now while supplies last. Rush $99.99.99 to Lonesome Cowboy Dave's Retirement Fund. Box R Shorts, Starlight Vista, Algar Park, Pervert City, New Mexico. 60674 294287427042.